Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Believers in southern Russia grieve over the lives lost after terrorist attacks this past Sunday. Then Farms International sees God prove his faithfulness to believers who are facing hard times. We'll tell you what that means in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Russia, where the Republic of Dagestan concludes 3 days of mourning after the attacks by Islamic militants on Sunday. Churches, synagogues, and a police checkpoint in two cities were targeted. The death toll has reached 21, most of them police, with at least 45 more injured. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says, by God's grace, no one they knew was harmed in the tragedy, but the churches are deeply grieved.
We shudder when a life faces eternity apart from Christ. They're more brokenhearted that there may have been some that their lives were lost apart from knowing Christ. And so rather than worrying about the stress of their own persecution, they're more focused on what do they do to honor God in declaring hope in Christ alone.
Conservative Islam is strong in southern Russia. Mock says evangelical Christians there
live in an environment where they're in many ways rejected as part of society because they are not preaching a Christianity that flows from Russian Orthodoxy, and being a Christian in a predominantly Muslim context makes it very difficult for them.
Pray that believers continue holding fast where God has placed them.
In the midst of everything that we read, let us also grieve and also pray that the gospel moves even faster in a region that is highly resistant to the gospel.
Next, a convoy of 70 trucks containing humanitarian aid entered northern Gaza this week from Jordan. The Hashemite Kingdom has sent more than 2,100 aid trucks to date. Jordan's King Abdullah advocates frequently on the global stage for Gaza's Palestinian people. Samuel with Redemptive Story says,
people carry this ongoing heaviness of the war because many of them still have ties back into Palestine. 70% of them, as a matter of fact. Everything that happens in Gaza and even the West Bank has direct emotional, spiritual, and familial effects.
Daily headlines keep the Gaza war front and center for most Jordanians, heightening unrest and anxiety.
So it's not just a matter of economics or the unsettlingness, but even like simple things where we haven't been able to celebrate anything really since October the 7th.
It's also affecting gospel work.
There's been even more closure to the gospel because of what's taking place in Gaza. Evangelical Christianity is often associated with the United States, and then political decisions that are made by the United States affect people's realities.
Ask God to empower and strengthen gospel workers in Jordan.
Encouragement is number one. Number two would be continued boldness. Pray for wisdom and boldness in that continued sharing and speaking in truth into the situation.
And according to the Bible, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The past few years have taught believers in Cambodia how to trust God for better days, even when their circumstances say otherwise. Churches began working with Farms International on a microloan program just before the pandemic. A believer we'll call Caleb says trouble came on the heels of COVID-19.
Some of the participants raised chickens, and they had disease come through and wipe out most of their chickens. Other participants had issues in farming. They have good crops and produce good products, but didn't have a market to sell it at. COVID happened and everything shut down.
These trials weren't easy to endure.
The struggles they went through really wiped them out. They were quite discouraged.
But the Lord was faithful and kept his followers from destruction.
They had a walk in faith, and God continued to provide for them.
Today, believers are working on a repayment program with Farms and setting goals for the future.
They plan on extending the program, even making programs of their own to help those around them.
Pray for small businesses to flourish so that believers have more to tithe and churches can grow. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.